Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
It's almost time for us friends to hit the road with the Easton Spelling Bee. We're very excited, but Louise Denver was at one of the last county finals this year before the provincials. She joins us now. Good morning, Louise.
Morning.
So you went all the way up to... I'm so excited I'm spitting at myself. I wanted to ask you about Donegal.
Yeah.
All the way up to the top of the country.
As in Donegal. It's the fourth county I've been to so far. I was in Roscommon, Westmeath, Cork, and now finally Kilmacrenan. So I went to Skullnave, Columkill in Kilmacrenan.
Kilmacrenan.
Where 37 spellers were battling it out to become the Donegal champ.
Okay. How is the standard there, would you say, Louise?
Oh, very high, and you'll hear about it now in a minute. But it was really interesting coming to this final now. For me, this is the last one I'm going to do. There is, I've kind of followed children throughout the course of the school year.
Yeah.
There have been things like fairs, sports days, confirmations, and now the sixth class students are wrapping up. You know, it's the end of the road for them in primary school.
Yeah, it's a big deal
for them. Yeah, so they're saying goodbye to friends, they're having parties.
Yeah.
One of the girls who I met in Donegal on Tuesday was Caitlin.
Kind of nervous and excited.
And who's here with you today?
Anna and Sinead.
Hi. Hello. We're like really good friends. We're best friends, you know, since back in baby infants. And we've always been there for Caitlin, kind of.
And how are you feeling today now for Caitlin?
Nervous and excited, even though we know she can do very well. And I bet she'll get through because she's like a really good speller.
Yeah, we've been like asking her like words on the way up in the car.
Are you all in sixth class together?
Yeah.
So you've only got one more month of primary school left together. Are you going to be in the same secondary school as each other?
We are, but she's going to the Holy Cross, so...
And how are you feeling that the trio is going to be separated?
Yeah, well, we will keep in touch and... We usually have, like, an assembly and everything before we go and things like that.
We're a bit sad, but we'll kind of still keep in touch.
Okay, so that's... Sorry, that's a big deal for kids, sixth class and leaving all of that and going into the new reality of first year. So they go from being kings of the castle to being the junior, you know, hurlers.
I know. Some of the children I was speaking with said they were really, really excited to go into secondary school. But I don't think they realise they're going to be going back to the bottom of the rung.
So it's
a bittersweet time. I mean, there are going to be plenty of parties. But, you know, as Caitlin was saying there, she's going to have to say goodbye to one of her friends.
Yeah.
But two other sixth class students I met, Ivan and Jeremiah, are really good friends too. And they had to compete against each other in their school final. So they were head to head. And Ivan ended up winning, but here's how it went down.
I participated in the spelling bee in our school, and there was 20 boys, so we had to go against each other. Then it came to me and Ivan, and
there was a knockout round. If you got it wrong, the other person is given another word, and then if he gets it wrong, the other person gets another word.
So both of you had to go head to head.
Yeah.
Who was the winner?
Ivan was the winner.
So what word knocked you out, Jeremiah?
Tessellate.
Tessellate. How do you spell that?
T-E-S-S-E-L-L-A-T-E.
And what was your winning word then?
Unanimous, yeah. U-N-A-N-I-M-O-U-S.
Wow, I've never heard of the word tessellate. Could you ask what tessellate means? Does anyone know? T-E-S-S-E-L-L-A-T. Could you look that up for dictionary.com and have a look? So those lads wouldn't have been from Ireland originally, is that right?
No, yeah.
Isn't that amazing
they
that they could win a spelling bee as well as that? I mean, the challenge of learning English, being a kid, you know, getting used to a whole new world, a new country and so forth, and then to be able to, you know, make their way forward into a final like that, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
I'm impressed. Okay.
And what's interesting is then Ivan went on to be in the final of the Donegal County Spelling Bee. So he was in a head-to-head competition as well. So you can imagine how tough that would be in front of a school you don't know, in front of all the parents.
Very impressive.
Two people up on stage in front of 35 other competitors. And he was up against a guy called Tiernan, a speller called Tiernan. There were five rounds in the head-to-head final.
This is
so
Federer
wait till you hear
stuff.
This, okay? Round one, Ivan got Caterwaul and Tiernan got Hyperbole, I cannot say that.
Hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Yes.
Round two, Ivan got synonym and Tiernan got hieroglyphics.
Yes.
Round three, Ivan got oblique. Tiernan got abysmal.
Oh.
Round four, Ivan got facetious. Tiernan got pneumatic.
God.
And round five, Ivan got benevolent and Tiernan got amethyst. Guess which one won?
Let's have a listen.
County Donegal champion is Tiernan McLean.
Well, Tiernan, you're off the stage. What happened?
Well, I was very nervous, so I'd say the final was very dramatic.
Kane was brilliant as well.
Every time, couldn't pick a winner.
When he won the final, I was the tears. Me and her were crying. Me and Caroline started crying. We're silly mares, aren't we?
Yep. There's lots of hard words, and you get them right and wrong, and sometimes like if we both get it wrong or right, like luckily that orders came up for me, and that's helped me win.
Amethyst.
Yep.
Amethyst. Spell it for me there.
Amethyst. Thank God I play video games.
Oh, my video games. Is the word amethyst in video games?
It was in one of the video games I played.
That was handy.
Yeah, that was really handy. So for most of our spellers, it's reading books that helps them to win. But for Tiernan, it's playing video games.
Well, I never. But I'm impressed. That was really good. Louise, you've been a great sport travelling the highways and byways for us. Thank you so much indeed.
Thank you.
And I hope you've enjoyed the experience. Well, thanks a lot for your reports on that. That's Louise Denver joining us live in studio. Of course, we're going to be hitting the road in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be heading off around the country to meet our spelling bees. We're not going to do what we normally do, which is a week of it. We're going to do one a week. Around the place, and then we're going to spend about 4 days or thereabouts with our friends and Foch Ireland and the Wild Atlantic Way, which we're also very excited about. So we'll be getting out and about all around the country in the next week, month or two, and we're dying to meet everyone. So if ever you hear that we're rolling into town, be sure to come down and say hello, because we really do love meeting listeners and families and friends and shooting the breeze and having dick crack